And now we have that part of Sprockets where we have the skill testing questions. I have arrayed in front of me five of the world's experts on modern topics in science. And I have five t-shirts which will be thrown in the air very shortly. Okay, anyway, to go through the talks one after the other, or just remind you at the end of this, okay. So the profs are and me are going to jump the line and go hang around not too far from the stairs. And I encourage you guys, in strongest terms again, go talk to them. People love to talk about their research. Maybe you have an opportunity to work with these people, or maybe they can give you a lead of someone else you might be able to work with later on. Anyway, I'll go through the five talks one after the other. I'm still obsessing a little bit about poor Sarah, who the other girls were picking on, but that was... So anyway, here's Melanie's question. It's tough. What four types of factors are associated with evaluations of children's social competence? Right here in the middle.
Behavior, situation, who's doing it, and who's judging it.
Very good.
Good guess. Yes. Okay. well done. I'll try to throw this to you. Oh, good catch, too. Okay. Okay, we'll move to Ira's talk. And this is especially challenging because I don't think you did it in your talk. But I appreciate it.
No.
You did?
I'm
not sure. I was listening. But anyway, in Ira's talk, as described in Ira's presentation, what are three ways the immune system positively or negatively influences human health? There's someone way in back here who's yes, this is here.
To initiate an antigen-specific response to pathogens. That's the good thing about it. But in cases such as autoimmune diseases, well, it can target self host cells, and that could be a bad thing. So another thing would be, well, the immune system can protect you from, like, environmental stresses.
What do you think?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Especially he didn't do it in his talk. Okay, I'm not really good at this, okay? This year I've been surprisingly good. Yeah, not bad. You should have seen some other years. It's really awful. Okay, and from Simon's talk, another tough one actually. What is the equivalent of the mammalian neuropeptide oxytocin in fish? Oh, wow, people, yes.
Isotocin?
I couldn't quite hear you.
Isotocin?
Isotocin, Simon? Indeed. You're right. Okay. Yeah, it's duck. Let's see. Oh, that's not too bad. Oh, sorry. You're well on a career to become a scientist with that catch. Okay, and from Manuel's talk, yeah, this is right at the beginning. So what is the definition of corruption, and what's the difference between corruption and corruption scandals? Yes, right here.
So corruption is the use of political office for personal gains, and political corruption scandal occurs when this sort of is brought to light in the public sphere.
That's
good. Yeah. These are tough questions. Everybody's getting them. There you go. Congratulations on your achievement. Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah. And I promise to shake everybody's hand on stage within 1 to 3 years and congratulate you on your achievement. And finally, from Walter's talk, what are the two, or I guess two physical reasons for why a polymer should stretch out in a nanoscale channel? Yes?
Because it's got a natural stiffness and it increases entropy so that it can't bend through itself.
Oh, that's interesting. What do you think, Walter?
Right. So entropy is not correct, but the other two were correct.
Walter is obviously an easy marker, so there you go. So, as I said, I didn't say actually. I'll see you guys tomorrow. We'll have five other speakers at that time.